Our next item is subdivision 2005-65, Reynolds Road LLC as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-65 for Reynolds Road LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The development is designed in accordance with the cluster ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to the standard subdivision because the applicant has only proposed 85 lots, while 56% of the project as forested space will remain undisturbed on the site. This includes 100% of the natural forest. For these reasons, the development is superior to a standard subdivision. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. This project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. There will not be any adverse impact upon traffic in the area by this development. The lots will be served by central water and sewer. The site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included with any lot lines, and there will be buffers from the wetland areas. Stormwater management ponds will be installed on the site. The homeowner and the homeowners association will use best management practice in maintaining these ponds. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. The amenities will be provided, including a clubhouse, swimming pool, walking paths, and a tot lot. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 85 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Best management practice shall be used in the maintenance of the system. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirement. 8-foot-wide walking paths shall be installed on at least one side of all streets within the subdivision and throughout the site and shall connect with the amenities. As stated during the applicant's presentation, the applicant shall maintain 100% of the existing natural forest area. This undisturbed forest area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines, and there shall be a 100-foot buffer from all wetlands. Amenities include clubhouse, swimming pool, walking paths, tot lots shall be constructed and be open to use by the residents of the development within 2 years of the issuing of the first residential building permit. All homes shall be stick built on the site. The area of the wastewater treatment facility shall be fenced. The location of the facility and the fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. A school bus stop shall be located within the project with at least 4 parking spaces for parents. The location of the school bus stop shall be approved by the local school district prior to the final site plan approval. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-65 Reynolds Road LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our